This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. When Naya Izumi was announced the winner of the 2018 NPR Tiny Desk Concert Contest, five Central Illinois artists said they weren't surprised they were not chosen, as they were among nearly 5,000 entries. Though all five said they had fun planning and recording their entry and even learned a little bit more about themselves. GLT's John Norton caught up with the Central Illinois musicians to talk about their songs and get their impressions of this year's Tiny Desk Contest.
The song you're hearing is called Love is a Weapon. Karen Bridges and Clint Thompson as a duo are known as Stone and Snow.
I think we wrote that about a year ago. We haven't recorded it yet. We've been playing it live for a while now, and it seems to be a crowd favorite a little bit. I just came up with the phrase, love is a weapon, one time, and I thought, this is either the cheesiest thing I've ever written, or it's actually pretty cool. And I brought it to Clint, and he was like, yeah, I love it.
You got a nice little push from NPR when you were included in that outstanding entries link that they sent out. Did you get any feedback from that? Anybody saying, hey, that's cool? Did you get a little bump in anything?
Well, the YouTube views on the video went up quite a bit. We got some people dropping us a note saying that they wanted to follow us and that it was a great discovery that they found us and that sort of thing. So yeah, we're really honored. It was kind of a goal that I had for us. We've entered the contest.
How much of an incentive is that for you in upcoming years, or even what you're doing with Clint and Stone and Snow around here?
I think it's validation that we're doing something right, and I think and it's also going to push us to do better. I don't think it's something you just get to and you're like, oh, I've hit it, I'm done. We want to keep pushing the envelope and keep improving what we're doing.
My name is Nick Bendy. I'm a senior songwriter from Normal, Illinois, and this is my song for the Tiny Desk Concert 2018. Retrace.
It was like one of the quickest songs I've made in around 3 days, worse than a week. And it was has a little bit of iron wine twist to it. I usually don't have a plan when I write lyrically, but in the end, it's about not seeing things that don't meet your expectation and just like taking a step back and reevaluating yourself and think about, okay, is this what I want to do? Or is like, is this who I want to be or I want to be with?
Have you done the Tiny Desk Concert entry before?
I almost did, but I didn't make a submission in time. Or I didn't realize there was a deadline.
Why did you want to do it this year?
Well, I knew the chances of me winning weren't as big because, like, I'm still learning how to promote myself more broadly. But it's, like, it's more of an honor it is to be a participant in the contest. The fact that people can find me as an option and just like seeing how much I have my own. I'm started creating my own signature sound.
So was this something that you learned this year that when you put your entry in for next year that you're going to incorporate?
I'm not quite sure yet. When that time comes, I'll have a better idea of what to do.
And what do you think that might center around?
Maybe a more different environment or just like submitting a way different song that introduces my variety and expanded knowledge of music.
Retrace by Nick Gundy of Normal, one of five local entries to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest we're featuring on GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Next up, Sarah Marie Dillard of Peoria-based Sarah and the Underground.
Mama, I'm calling from the inside. Tell my father that I phoned. You know I'm trying to. song Bad Man was inspired by the Netflix docuseries called Making a Murderer, which is about the true stories of two men named Brendan Dassey and Stephen Avery. We have a special spot in our hearts for Brendan Dassey. He was arrested at the age of 16, I believe. He and I are the same age, so he has been in prison since I was 16, and I'm 27. And many believe he is wrongfully imprisoned because he was falsely coerced into a confession. The detectives knew that he was of below average IQ, as did all his caretakers and teachers. He was well known for being socially awkward and not responding to people, or just responding in agreement to authority figures because he knew it made them happy. The particularly heartbreaking thing about watching the series for me was listening to their phone calls with their mothers while they were behind bars, and you'll hear that referenced all through our song, as well as a couple direct quotes from the gentlemen when they were talking to their mothers. And our song ends with the quote from Stephen Avery, poor people lose all the time. And I think that is very poignant.
Sarah Marie Dillard of Peoria-based Sarah and the Underground. This is GLT Sound Ideas, featuring the audio from the video of five local entries into the 2018 NPR Tiny Desk Contest.
I am Tyler Schweitzer from the Unemployed Architects out of Bloomington, Illinois.
I wanna hear again the sound from way back when we were all around. We'd burn the night down.
You chose the song Firebound.
Correct.
Is that a UA sound, or is that a UA song, the Unemployed Architects song?
Yeah. I mean, all my songs are the Unemployed. I've been...
Are you the main writer for the group? Or
yeah.
Is that what you, are you basically the group with Sidemen?
I have another guy that comes and sings with me. His name's Blair. He grew up with me in Pontiac, Illinois, so... we've been friends forever, and we've played together forever. He writes some songs, and we both sing. But as far as the recorded stuff goes, for the most part, that's mainly me, yeah.
Okay, so why Firebound?
4 years? 3 years?
Is it one of your more popular songs when you play out?
I mean, I like to play it. I don't think that people...
Kind of a left field choice, it sounds.
Yeah. It's more one of the, but it's just kind of a happier, fun song, and you know, just more light than a lot of my stuff. So I thought it'd be a good one for the NPR Tiny Desk contest.
The visual you used, the desk you used, or the room you've used, how much thought went into that? Why did you use that?
My brother, he's a real visual guy. I'm not so much. I kind of lose out on the visual part, the visual gene or something. So I'm more of an audio guy. So he's been really into that like his whole life, like the visual stuff. And he's really into music too. And he watches the NPR Tiny Desk stuff all the time. So he kind of, but he has like this room with all his records and that he just kind of set up for us, which was super nice of him.
So it was his place, he did it.
Yeah.
It's Tyler Schweitzer, the brainchild behind the Bloomington-based band Unemployed Architects. The final featured local entry into this year's NPR Tiny Desk Contest is the husband-wife team of Angelia Mendoza and your hot cousin Will of Bloomington.
Here in the heartland, that's where I was raised, on the flatland of Illinois, good old USA, where the roads are long and the skies are clear, the green grass grows all around, the people are strong and the fields grow tall, you can see for miles around.
Who wrote the song?
I did.
She writes all of our songs.
And you just come along for the ride, Will?
I'm the hired gun.
Well, briefly talk about the song. Why did you write this song?
Well, it kind of just came to me as I'm driving out to my mom. My mom lives out in Secor, and I always take backcountry roads. And it was a particularly beautiful day, and I happened to have my guitar with me. Not that I stopped anywhere along the country roads, but when I got to my mom's, I'm like, I don't bother me for like 20 minutes, anybody, and I gotta, you know, put this together real quick. I don't know what it is. It kind of evolved from there.
Does entering the contest itself, does that give you some kind of incentive, some kind of juice to keep doing what you're doing or be becoming even better? What does it do? Is it just fun and no big deal?
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. And I like to kind of see the feedback just from whoever's following us on Facebook and our social media and all that, just to put it out there just so they can see us, because we don't have hardly any videos of ourselves.
That's maybe 2 hours in the studio away from being done.
So do you enter it hoping to win? I mean, is that your goal? Or is it just hoping
if
I didn't think I could win?
We don't have the time for the commitment to tour. I enter just for the experience. I mean, I want to see who's out there. I want to see who else has the cojones to throw their stuff out there and display what they have. And it was quite an eclectic turnout.
So, Will, you hinted that it's forcing it up your game a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And there are also date nights for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Books, gigs, that becomes our date night.
That's the husband and wife team, Angelia Mendoza, and the musician known as Your Hot Cousin Will. They perform as River Salt. They were one of 5 Central Illinois artists who spoke with GLT's John Norton about their 2018 NPR Tiny Desk Concert contest entry.